All right, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. Happy fall, y'all. It's that time. If there's pumpkin spice lattes, then it must be open enrollment. So here we are once again, live on the Brew University Virtual Roundtable, and it is our annual open enrollment podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Weaver. So glad to be here with you and with all of my guests who are here today to get you ready for another year of benefits. Beginning with the princess of benefits herself, our very own Rosanna Anderson-Prasad. Rosanna, welcome back once again. Glad to have you with us.
Thanks, Jeff.
Also joining us from our benefits portfolio today, we have Adrian Hushka from WEX. Hi, Adrian.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Glad to have you with us. Also here, AJ Jarvis with Voya. Hi, AJ.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And from our newest benefit offering that I can't wait to talk about, from an app called Pocket Nest, Jin Kim is here as well. Hi, Jin.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. Oh, we have so much to get into. We're going to dive right on into it today. But of course, as we are diving into things, we know you might have questions. You might have things you want to know about. Feel free to hit us up in the chat. We are going to be monitoring the chat window throughout this live broadcast. If you have any questions, put them in there and we will make sure to have our experts chime in and answer them for you. But let's start with the basics, Rosanna. It's that time. It's right around the corner. Go ahead and give us the 101 here. What's our open enrollment dates and what do we need to know to be prepared?
Sure. So open enrollment this year is going to be October 30th through November 13th. So you have 2 full weeks, complete your enrollment, make your changes, enroll if you need to. It is passive this year, so whatever you currently have in place will roll over into 2024. However, if you're in the health savings account, you have to go in and re-elect if you want to keep the HSA for 2024. So that's same thing every year that we do. You have to keep electing it if you want to keep the HSA for the next plan year. Something that is a change for next year, the dental DHMO plan with Delta Dental, that is ending 12/31 of this year. So if you are enrolled in that plan, we are going to manually migrate you over to the PPO plan unless you decide to opt out of dental. You have that option to do during open enrollment. But just note that if you are in the HMO plan right now, we will map you over to the PPO plan for 2024. So that is kind of a big change for some of you if you are in the HMO plan, but PPO is a better option, you know, offering for you. So I don't think you're going to be disappointed in that plan.
So it's kind of a semi-passive enrollment then, I suppose.
That's what we need to start calling it, semi.
All right. Well, I love it. We're going to call it a semi-passive enrollment. So October 30th, right around the corner. As always, of course, if you have the HSA, you know you need to reelect. And we're going to talk quite a bit about the HSA coming up here with Adrian and Wex. So I'm excited to hear more about that for folks who maybe aren't quite so familiar with it. And otherwise, it sounds like a pretty simple, straightforward year. A little change in the dental offering, not a huge deal. I myself am in the PPO on that, so I agree. I think it's a strong offering, and if you want to continue that dental coverage, just ride on through, and I think you'll find that it's a very good network to be in. Here's the big question, Rosanna, the literal dollar amount question. I don't know if it's going to be dollars or hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars yet, but you're about to tell us. What are we looking at in terms of increases going into 2024? How much should we be bracing for, and how many fewer pumpkin spice lattes will I be having this fall?
So, you know, with claims and healthcare just in general, with everything increasing, inflation, all of it, I am actually happy to say that if you're in the 250 family plan, which is the highest premium plan with a family, you're only going to see a $40 per month increase, 40-ish. So obviously, depending on your pay periods, it'll be broken up. But per month, it's about $40 to $42 per month increase at the highest plan, at the highest tier. So obviously, if you're in a lower deductible or a higher deductible plan with a lower premium, you're going to see less of an increase. So I am happy to say that, because some companies and all around, you just see hundreds of dollars, you know, as far as increases, higher deductibles, higher out-of-pockets. So we actually look at our claims, see what's best for our employees, and, you know, we hardly do increases, and when it's time, it's time. So this year, unfortunately, it is time, but it's not a huge one. So note that when you're looking at your benefits, that there is going to be a slight increase, just nothing terrible. But if you have questions, you know, reach out to me directly and I can help you.
So the doomsday scenario is about $20 a paycheck, worst case?
Yes.
So that's about 3 pumpkin spice lattes is what you're telling me. All right. Fair enough. No, I mean, when was the last time we had an increase? Do you remember?
Probably maybe last year or the year before, and it was like 2%. So you don't really see it too much.
It's been very controlled over the years, and that's a testament to the work that you and this team that we're talking to today and everyone else that puts the time into our benefits does. I mean, obviously, we're not immune to what everybody is dealing with you know, inflation in general, medical inflation in particular. As I always say, talk to your friends and family folks, and they'll tell you that you're still getting one of the best deals out there when it comes to benefit pricing. So while never the news we want to deliver, I agree. I think this is a pretty tame year for an increase, and I think most people are going to only see a few dollars per paycheck difference, and it's going to be very manageable. But we also have some really great new offerings and some different ways to take a look at things. And that's what is great about open enrollment is this is the time to take a moment and reevaluate your plan deductions, your premiums, you know, the ancillary coverages that you're in and ways to make sure that you're in best control of your finances and your benefit lineup. So appreciate the info. You know, we'll let you have this one. It's okay. We still love you, Rosanna.
Well, that's one thing too that I wanted to say. Like, that's why we kind of push wellness exams every year. Because if you're going to the doctor, you can manage your health. If you're not going, you can't manage your health. Sometimes you may feel good on the outside, but you don't know what's going on the inside. So by going to the doctor, getting your wellness exams every year, we can help control some of those claims, you know, and help them before they get to where they are. So,
and remind us all too, if you are going to the doctor, if you and the primary adults on your plan are going to the doctor once a year, what's the savings on that?
So you save $50 a month, so $600 a year. So I don't know why you wouldn't, you know? It's free and it's covered at 100%.
So if you were in the highest possible plan this year, but you haven't been getting that wellness exam, if this is the year that you started, you'd actually walk away from this upcoming year saving $10 because you'd be saving $50 a month on a $40 a month increase, right?
Correct.
So there it is, folks. And if you're a non-smoker, you're going to save $50 a month on there too. So two things you can do to better your health, better your situation, better your own personal position, and simultaneously recoup all of that if you aren't already. So make sure you're taking advantage of all those discounts and all those things that we offer to try and keep you guys ahead of the game as best as possible. All right. So good information. It's right around the corner. And, you know, as I said, open enrollment's not just a time to think about medical alone. We often talk about the medical benefits as being sort of the primary benefit that we discuss, but there's a lot of benefits that we have to offer in this, and we have a lot of different plan options within those benefits. So there are other ways that you can manage your healthcare and your plan choices in ways that are financially beneficial, healthcare beneficial, and put you and your family in a better position. And that's what our guests are here to talk about today. So I want to start by talking a little bit with Adrian about the HSAs and some of the more high deductible plans. Because again, if you're in the lowest deductible plan, you're paying the highest premium by default. If you're able to move your family into some of these other plans, including our high deductible, you're going to see a reduction in your monthly bill. And ultimately, you're going to have the same great kind of coverage. You just have to be a little more thoughtful about that. So Adrian, talk to us a little bit about high deductible plans and how they are a benefit to the employees, a benefit to families, and can help people maybe save on their monthly if they're worried about that while still getting great coverage.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the kind of requirements of enrolling in an HSA is being enrolled in a high deductible health plan. One of the biggest things about the HSA is that it is pre-tax dollars that you can utilize for medical expenses. You can use it on a number of things, but I would particularly say, you know, deductibles, co-insurances, and other eligible expenses, co-insurances, insurance premiums, that money is essentially yours. So I guess the kind of the overall piece of an HSA is that is essentially an individually owned savings account. It is your money. Any unspent money in the HSA remains yours, even if you would terminate employment with JJ Taylor. And this also does allow to, you know, grow your balance over time. One of the very neat things about an HSA, different from other benefits that are offered, is that you can invest that money. So it's not only money that you can utilize to pay all these things we just talked about, but once you hit JJ Taylor's is $1,000, but once you hit that threshold, you can also take some of that money and invest it. And we have lots and lots of options through Rex to invest your money.
All right. So this is all really good stuff, but you're throwing some big terms at me. So let me slow you down for a second to make sure I understand. The first requirement is they have to be in our high deductible plan. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. So the high deductible plan, that means you're going to have the highest amount of out-of-pocket expense up front, the highest deductible of any of the plans before coinsurance and then ultimately out-of-pocket maximum and stuff kicks in. Am I describing that correctly?
Yes.
Great. But the offset to that is the HSA, which, remind everybody what an HSA stands for.
It's a health savings account.
Exactly. So health savings account is a savings account for healthcare stuff. And just, again, for people who maybe have never looked into this, can you give them some examples of the kinds of things that an HSA is eligible to pay for?
Absolutely. So doctor visits, surgeries, over-the-counter medications, prescription drugs, even things like dental and orthodontia, vision expenses. You could use it for frames or contact lenses. There really is a lot of different things you can utilize it for. And you know, WEXs have an eligible expense list that is sort of, it's an interactive. I'm not sure if JJ Taylor has that link, but I can make sure that Rosanna does have it. So if you are questioning any eligible expense, you can certainly go on there and search for it and see if it's covered.
So even over-the-counter medication, so if I need, you know, Tylenol because my team's giving me a headache, I can pick that up with my HSA card and I'm going to effectively be saving money on that because it's pre-tax dollars, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So pre-tax dollars, meaning that when I have it taken out of my paycheck, it's before I pay taxes on it. So that's kind of like saving anywhere from 20 to 30% depending on your tax bracket.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So again, bonus. Excellent. All right. So what do you think somebody looking at the HSA and the high deductible plan, Adrian, what do they really need to know? Maybe if they've only ever had a traditional plan, what are some of the keys to look out for and some of the things that sometimes get tricky for a first time high deductible or HSA enrollee?
I guess there's a couple kind of, besides the being enrolled in a high deductible plan, there's a couple kind of requirements or reasons that you can, or can allow you to enroll in it. So obviously you have to be enrolled in the high deductible health plan, but you're not eligible for an HSA if you're claimed as a dependent on someone else's taxes, or if you're covered by another plan that conflicts with an HDHP, such as Medicare or a medical flex spending account, so an FSA, or even an HRA, which is a health reimbursement arrangement. And then you or your spouse are contributing to a medical FSA. That does disqualify you as well.
But the HSA can be used for so many different things. Now, how much can an employee contribute in a given year? Like how much can they put away in that? And how much of that is money that JJ Taylor's contributing versus how much are they contributing? And how is that put into their account for them?
Yes, absolutely. So the new limits for 2024 have been released by the IRS. A single person can contribute up to $4,150 for the year. And then a family, their enrollment or election can be $8,300 for the year. So they continue to sort of go up. I think they're up a couple hundred dollars than they were last year, or a little bit more. So that is, I think, is even more beneficial. More money to pay for the things that you don't like to pay for and are required to pay for if you have health insurance, essentially. JJ Taylor does do employer contributions. However, I'm going to lean on Rosanna. I'm not sure how you guys split that up.
So for employee only, it's $500 for the year. And then for family plans, it's $1,000 to that HSA card.
Awesome. And that's a very, I would take advantage of that piece. Cause I have a lot of groups and a lot of employers who don't contribute at all. It's just the participant that does. So that's excellent. This is an excellent piece to help you kind of make a decision to jump in and enroll in the HSA.
Yeah, I've always loved the HSA, especially if you're in a position where you know you have certain medical expenses that are going to be heading your way in a year. There's a real advantage to that, right? So my wife was on one before I was, and she actually, because she has just terrible vision, she's effectively blind, but because of that she has to basically get new glasses every year, right? So she always made sure that she loaded up enough to have that coverage, because glasses, as you pointed out, Adrian, are part of the HSA deductible. If you want a new pair of glasses every year and you want to make sure that that's covered, it's deducted right out of the paycheck. The money's going to be there when you need it to go make that expense, and you're saving the tax dollars on it. So it's effectively cheaper than if you were just paying out of pocket. So if you're a family that has a pretty good handle on what your expenses are going to be, and if you know you want to be able to take advantage of saving against paying post-tax dollars on those expenses, an HSA is a brilliant way to start the year by saying, I need this much money set aside for medical. Let me go ahead and make sure that it's there. I've got it set up. On the flip end, I remember when I was, you know, back in the days when they had me in HR proper before I got kicked out. I used to advise this a lot to our younger, healthier population who maybe only used the doctor once a year for that wellness visit and then wanted a cushion. And I would tell them in year one, take the company match, figure out what you need to fully fund that HSA deductible or that high deductible plan's deductible, set it up by the end of the year. And if you go a year without any major medical, you've got enough in that HSA going forward to basically be completely self-insured. And you're going to be able to pay the lowest premium and have all the safety and knowledge that if something goes wrong, you've got the money in the bank, you're good to go. So I think there are some really great use cases. It's just that this requires a little more time and attention than people maybe are used to compared to a traditional plan where you just sort of set it, forget it, and then pay your deductibles along the way. But, you know, as we know, in a time when people are very cost conscious and a lot of families are going to have to look at ways to save money, what you might have to give up is your time and attention in order to save a few bucks. And I think this is a great opportunity for people to do just that.
Absolutely. I would say, too, that I had never had one until I came to WEX. And I will never not have one again.
Yeah, it is one of those things that once you understand it and you put the effort in and get used to it, you just wouldn't switch off of it for anything. They really are great. And they really give you a lot of flexibility and management of your own stuff. So it's a great offering. Thank you, Adrian. I appreciate the info on that.
Yes, thanks for having me.
If people want to check out more of what's eligible in the HSA or anything else about the health savings options, where should we point them towards besides Rosanna?
Yes, I can tell you the website. It's wexinc.com/insights-benefits-toolkit and then eligible expenses.
And that's also in your open enrollment book too.
I was going to say, I'm sure we'll have this in our open enrollment available through Dayforce and everywhere else that you get info from us. So awesome. Great information. Well, that is one way we can definitely make adjustments during the open enrollment period by switching our plan into a high deductible, save some premium money, and take control of your own expenses. Another thing to consider during the open enrollment period is all the ancillary benefits that we have available. And probably our biggest provider of that at this point is Voya. So we've got AJ here with us from Voya. And AJ, let's talk a little bit about the supplemental coverages, because I think this is one of those things that people can get a little overwhelmed looking at that incredibly long list of stuff that you guys offer for us. But what should people know about supplemental coverages through Voya and what's available to them and how that can help protect them and their family and make sure that they've got the coverage they need that if something went wrong, they're not going to have to worry about being left out of pocket?
Yeah, so they're just that. They're supplemental benefits to what we call supplemental health benefits. You have the accident insurance, critical illness insurance, and hospital indemnity insurance. They all cover different events, but they're all benefits that employees of J.J. Taylor can enroll in on themselves and their family members if needed, and then have that additional coverage that would be supplemental to what your medical insurance, for example, does not cover. Say you have an event, a serious illness or an accident, and you have, you know, hospital visit or you receive treatment, and your medical insurance will cover maybe a certain portion, or if you do have that high deductible health plan, you'll have to pay out of pocket until you meet that deductible. So this is extra money in your pocket if you're covered under these plans for yourself and your family members. And I'll get into a little bit more detail on which each plan covers, but that's basically what these plans are for. Like Jeff said, additional protection for yourself and your family. These plans have been with J.J. Taylor and through Voya for a few years now. So the plans have not changed from previous years, but just to go in more detail on these, to start off with the accident insurance plan. So what this plan covers is off-the-job accidents. So when you're living your everyday life, if you are insured under this plan and you happen to have an accident, whether that be, there's several different types of accidents and events that are covered under this plan. For example, burns, emergency dental work, eye injuries, lacerations, fractures, tendon, ligament repairs and rotator cuff, concussion, and that kind of thing, dislocations. So all your common injuries, there's a full schedule of benefits.
So hypothetically, AJ, I'm just making one up, but let's just say I was out, I don't know, playing kickball or, you know, flag football on the weekend. And I snap my ACL and go down like Rodgers 5 minutes into the first quarter. That would be covered under this benefit because that's not a work injury. So it's not workers' comp. And it's not, you know, I mean, I've got health insurance, but where does this take over versus my normal health insurance after they've, you know, wheeled me into the ER and told me that my season is done?
Yeah, so in order to determine what exactly the benefit payable would be is, of course, at the time of claim, we would ask for hospital bills and charges to determine exactly what was the injury type. So for like an ACL, there is a benefit payable for that, for treatment of that. And, you know, all your common injuries, like I said. So we'll determine what the benefit is. A lot of those repairs, such as that one, there's a different benefit, whether it was surgical repair or non-surgical repair. Of course, for surgical repair, where they have to do a little bit more work to fix it, to repair it, there's a higher benefit payable in that event under the plan. So, yep.
So I go to the doctor, right? I've got my standard health insurance from Cigna. That's got my copay, and then there's an out-of-pocket maximum and so on and so forth. Where does the Voya benefit kick in? Is that helping me with the copays? Is that helping me with my co-insurance payments? Is that... It, just so I understand as an employee, like where is the Voya money going to that isn't already covered by like a Cigna coverage?
Yeah, that's a great question. So to clarify on that, this is a benefit that's payable directly to you as the covered employer insured under the plan. So we would pay you and if you have a payable claim, and that's for all three of these benefits, we send you a check directly or direct deposit. We gather that information at the time of claim. It's paid directly to you. You can use it towards whatever you want. Definitely towards those medical bills to meet your deductible if you're in a high deductible health plan, and to help you with those bills, you know, in the time of need there when you have the hospital bills or what depending on what type of visit it was or treatment you received. So it can technically go towards anything you want. You can go buy groceries with it. You can spend it on whatever you want, but the money, the point of it is it's money for you in your time of need when you have additional expenses that you may not have been prepared for. And that's why we call it supplemental health benefits, because you get it for those reasons, for, you know, the unexpected health related situations. And but it's very flexible and convenient for you as the insured to just use that money towards whatever you would like.
So if my right ACL is out of commission and I can't drive, I can use this to pay for Uber getting around town with.
Yes, exactly.
Or buy the ice packs that I need to keep it on ice for a few extra days.
Yes, exactly. So we don't send any money to the hospital, like to your point. Like I said, it doesn't go towards directly to the hospital or facility where you got treatment, or we don't really speak to the medical carrier either or your medical insurance. Like I said, it's direct payment to you as the insured member under the plan to use towards whatever you would like.
Gotcha. That's great. I mean, again, what a tremendously useful benefit in some of these big instances, especially if you do have outside interest. I mean, look, you know, the chances of me tearing my ACL, sitting on the couch on the weekend, reading books and smoking cigars, probably pretty low. I mean, I'm not going to say never. There's, you know, things can happen. But, you know, for some of our folks who have very active and, you know, sometimes dangerous hobbies, this might be something they should really want to take a look at. Or if, again, if you're the sole provider for your family, if you're the primary income stream and you want to make sure that you've just got all your bills and other things covered. So, AJ, help me understand. You mentioned there's some injury stuff, but there's also things like you said, hospital indemnity. What are the broadly speaking, the buckets that this kind of coverage is available for, and maybe like an example of what that would look like in each case?
Yeah, so that was just high level in the accident plan. There's a full schedule of benefits, you know, dozens of different events that are covered. So definitely refer to your benefit guide and certificate of insurance, which HR has on hand. And as far as other, the other plan is the critical illness, and that's for your more serious conditions. There's several conditions and illnesses covered under that plan, such as heart attack, stroke, coma, major organ failure, paralysis, kidney failure, and then
things that could probably take me out of work for quite some time in recovery and make it, you know, make it difficult to get up and get around.
Yes, yeah, so definitely the more serious conditions is what this plan covers. That, you know, of course, is called the critical illness plan. It also covers, in addition to those conditions I mentioned, cancer as well. So cancer, skin cancer, and those conditions and illnesses as well. And that being said, because they're more serious conditions, there's a higher benefit payable under these plans. So employees have the option to elect for themselves as the employee $10,000 or $20,000 in coverage on themselves, $5,000 or $10,000 on their spouse, and $5,000 or $10,000 for each child. If you enroll in children's coverage on any of these plans, I'll mention that covers all eligible children, whether you have one or four children or more. One premium covers all eligible children. And eligibility for children is from birth to age 26 on these plans. So that benefit, if you have a diagnosis and are, you know, diagnosed with one of those serious conditions I mentioned under this plan and your benefit's approved, we would pay you that lump sum benefit that you elected. And again, that can be used towards whatever you'd like. But of course, these are more serious conditions and illnesses. Expenses tend to be higher on these if you are diagnosed with one of these conditions unexpectedly. So that's why higher benefits payable on this plan.
Excellent. And you said cancer actually is covered under the critical illness plan, because a lot of times when I've seen cancer coverage, it's its own policy that can sometimes be, you know, trickier in its own way. But in our case, those are all under critical illness.
Yes, that's correct. So this critical illness plan covers not only just cancer, but other conditions such as heart attack, stroke, coma, major organ failure, like I mentioned. So, you can see the full list again on your benefit guide or certificate of insurance through HR.
In addition to our wellness exam discount, Voya has a wellness benefit too. AJ, can you go over the two benefits that offer the wellness benefit?
Yep, I was going to mention that. Thanks, Rosanna. So actually, there is an additional wellness benefit available if you are enrolled in the accident insurance and the critical illness insurance plan. So what this benefit is it's an annual $100 benefit to you as the employee. If you have your spouse enrolled, they would be eligible for $100 as well. If you have children enrolled, they'd be eligible for $50 for each child up to four children. So all you need to do is get your annual wellness exam. Like it was mentioned earlier in this podcast, your medical plan covers 100% medical exams, wellness exams each year at no cost to you. So since you're doing that anyway, you can submit a claim if you're enrolled in the accident, Voya accident or critical illness insurance. You can submit a claim to Voya, letting us know the date you had that wellness exam and the provider, and we'll pay you that $100 directly via check or direct deposit just for being enrolled in the Voya plan. So that's $100 per calendar year for yourself as the employee, just for being enrolled in the accident insurance plan through Voya and the critical illness insurance plan. If you're enrolled in both, you can submit one claim for one wellness exam visit and get the $100 benefit for each plan. So that's $200 total. It's a great offset to the premiums you pay on these plans. You know, you already know when you're enrolling that you're going to get that benefit pretty much just for doing your wellness exam.
That's fantastic. So again, here's a way to be covered well, and all you got to do is what you're doing already. And we're making it as easy as possible. That's awesome, AJ. Just because I can't help but be curious, what in the world does hospital indemnity mean? Because that is a very big word for me. So help me out.
Yeah, we call it hospital confinement as well. So if you're admitted to a hospital, you're confined in a hospital, critical care unit, or rehab facility. All three of those types of confinements are covered under the hospital indemnity plan. Of course, that's the third plan that employees are able to enroll in each year during annual enrollment. And then basically this pays a $300 daily benefit. So for a hospital stay, like a regular hospital stay, if you're admitted, whether it be for illness, injury, any type of hospital stay where you have a charge for room and board, and you're admitted by a doctor, then you would submit a claim and for a hospital stay, $300 a day. For regular hospital confinement, up to 30 days per confinement in a hospital room. For critical care unit, that's your more serious admissions. You know, critical care unit, ICU, intensive care unit, those types of admissions, you would receive double the daily benefits. So two times the $300 daily benefit. So it would be $600 per day, up to 15 days of per confinement in a critical care unit. The rehab facility is the last type of facility confinement that's covered. That would be one half of the daily benefits, so $150 per day if you're confined to a rehab facility, and that's up to 30 days per confinement in a rehab facility.
And again, this is all on top of our existing benefits. So Cigna's still paying the medical claims the way Cigna pays them. This is additional coverage and a check sent directly to you or the family in these particular instances to help out with the fact that, again, you're confined to a hospital bed, you're not working, you're not up and around doing stuff. Maybe that means extra set of hands, maybe that means daycare, maybe that means other things that are, you know, expenses that pop up in a tragic situation like that. This coverage is going to pay a direct benefit to our employees to help them out and offset that, so they're less having to worry about their finances and more worried about getting healthy and recovering quickly.
Exactly. Again, just you know, another plan that's there to help you and your family cover those unexpected medical expenses, and again, or use towards whatever you'd like to, you know, help you out in that unexpected event occurs. And the last thing I'll say about the hospital indemnity plan is there's an initial confinement benefit, which pays, so that's when you're initially admitted to a hospital your first day, and you're admitted to a room. You get initial confinement benefit of five times the daily benefit. So that's five times the $300 daily benefit for hospital, $1,500 benefit payable to you when you're admitted initially into a hospital. And then the second day, you would start receiving that daily benefit of, you know, the $300 or depending on the type of confinement you're staying in. And then that's the same benefit amount for employees, spouse, and children. If you have your dependents enrolled as well.
So AJ, this is a question out of genuine ignorance, so apologies if this is obvious to everyone else, but hypothetical. If my, you know, spouse is having a baby and she's admitted to the hospital for labor, this benefit kicks in then on that initial enrollment?
Yes, so it depends on the scenario. When it's for a maternity hospital stay for childbirth, if the employee is the mother and she's out of work and she's in the hospital giving birth, if she's enrolled in the hospital indemnity plan on herself, she would be eligible for daily benefits during that maternity stay. The hospital stay has to occur on or after the coverage effective date. So when she gives childbirth, the mother would be eligible if she's on benefits on herself, if she's enrolled in the plan as an employee. But if she's not already enrolled in child HI coverage at the time she gives birth, then the children would not be covered for the daily benefit. She would have to already have children enrolled in the plan and have that child coverage in effect prior to giving birth. But the children can be added as a qualified life event if it's their first child, but the employee has to be actively at work and for coverage to kick in for the children after the date she enrolls.
Good information. Thanks, AJ. I appreciate it. It's making more sense of, again, benefits that we've had available for a long time, but I think a lot of people see all that and it feels like a lot. And, you know, you got to make that decision. Like, am I going to read through all this or am I going to check this and move? And, you know, it is a passive open enrollment year. So obviously it's not necessarily going to be right in front of your face, but if you haven't looked at these in a while, this might be your best time to go back and double check and make sure that you're covered the way you want to be for next year. Because again, as everybody's getting a little more cost conscious and a little more concerned about, you know, what's on the horizon, having the right coverages is a great way to ensure that you're going to be taken care of, that your family's going to be taken care of in the event that something takes place. So great info, AJ. I appreciate it. All right, let's swing over here now, and I want to talk about a new benefit offering that we've got. Not healthcare, not medical, but instead financial wellness, something that we have not yet really done much with, but has been on a lot of our minds for a long time. And again, looking ahead to the way things are shaping up, I think we're all thinking more and more about our pocketbook and how that's working. So Jen, let's talk a little bit about Pocket Nest, because I'm very excited about what we're bringing to the table here. But why don't you give our listeners a quick synopsis of what the heck is Pocket Nest, and then let's dive into how they can get involved with it.
Absolutely, Jeff. I appreciate it. Pocket Nest, it's basically a financial wellness app. And the purpose of it is to help you or coach you through 10 common core themes of a comprehensive financial planning, right? So the key is for each individual or person who, depending on what their right goals are immediately and as well as long term, is to help you achieve that and educate you along the way. And if I don't add that, it's, I think I've told Ellie, Rosie, and you, Jeff, about it when we first spoke, is in about 2 to 3 minutes, right, per week. And so that is basically what Pocket Nest is. And from, I see why I'm here, because you have Voya and you have Adrian from WEX, is to kind of help serve up your employees and help them understand all these benefits they do have and maybe the benefits that they might have never thought that they might need now or will need. So it's things like that to help them along the journey of financial wellness.
Yeah, I'm so excited that we've been able to bring this to the table this year. Financial wellness has been a topic that I've poked around at for a long time and tried to find the right partner with, because, you know, and Jen, we talked about this early on when we spoke. Financial wellness, although not directly an employer's responsibility, obviously, it contributes so much to the health of your employees overall. You know, it's when you think about the number one cause of divorce in this country, it's finances. When you think about, you know, the number one stressor that most people have, and of course we know that stress really, you know, relates directly to deteriorated health, it's financial. And so helping employees find financial peace and get to financial health is hugely important for their physical health as well. And what's great about Pocket Nest is you guys with this app are just making it so easy to understand things that most people have not really spent a lot of time in. I mean, it's fundamentally, it's an education app. And I think that's where you and I connected on this, because both of our backgrounds are in educating people. And I think that's what I love the most, is that this is an app that in 2 to 3 minutes a week, you're going to learn, not just be told and not just get recommendations, but actually learn about the things that matter to a comprehensive financial wellness way of life, right? So, I mean, give us, you talked about there's 10 areas. Give us a couple of the big ones so people can understand kind of how it gets started.
Well, I think it goes without saying is two of the biggest ones is debt and budget. So those are what we understood that a lot of people hit right away. And a lot of times the debt is various different reasons. It could be someone who just joined the workforce, you know, if they've got the college, right, student debt that they got to pay off. The other is like just any debt, credit card debts, right? You accumulate post-college, you know, when you start, you know, it's your second job, whatever it is, you accumulate. And it just happens in these times with credit cards and whatnot. So it's that. That's another one. And you've got people who are settling down, right? Saying, hey, I want to buy that house, or I want to buy that car or go on that vacation. So it's all those things, right? Anything you need to achieve at your moment. And I will just add to this that what makes Pocket Nest, I think, and I think Jeff, Ali, and Rosie, you guys, we talked about, is each individual's journeys. That's the key thing I just want to reiterate to everybody. And hopefully your employees, when they start using it, they'll realize it's their journey. It's what's important to them. And that's what Pocket Nest is trying to adhere to.
Yeah, it's super personalized. So we've had a chance to play with this behind the scenes, folks, just so you guys know, we've been testing this thing out. And as you sign up, it walks you through and you can connect accounts if you want, or you can choose to just, you know, put your information in manually. It makes it all very easy. But what is fascinating about it is in the budgeting aspect, it really does personalize the journey. And it's not an app that's going to sit there with a budget and be like, oh, you shouldn't do this or shouldn't do that. But it's going to look at the real world and make suggestions in a way that are meaningful. Jen, I love the story that you told me when we first got started, that when you started using the app, it immediately pinged that you have a coffee habit, but it didn't tell you to cut out the coffee. It had a different approach. Tell our listeners a little bit about what it did for you.
I am a big coffee drinker. You name it. It's not Starbucks only, right? I don't want to throw it. It's just any local coffee shop. I'm there. I'll try it out. And every week, every day I go. And my wife always says, you know, that's about $5 to $8 a pop, right? So you started the app. It wouldn't be crazy, right, if I don't join and start the app. So I started the app, and about 3 weeks into it, I get a pop-up, and it says, hey, you're spending X amount. I'm not going to say how much. I'm my wife till this
day. We won't make you disclose it.
She doesn't know this till this day. But I was like, whoa. Then it said, hey, on top of that, but there is this one place that's about 3 miles away from me. I live in Fort Collins, by the way, so it was about 3 miles away from me, and they said, hey, there's a place there, it was about 60% off or something, and I thought, cool. And that, to me, was something I had to, I go, okay, I got to tell this to everyone. I said, you got to put this in the demonstration of the product. And that's what happened. That's about 6-7 months ago. And that, to me, and the thing I just want to add to it, I'm sure, Jeff, you're going to touch this, is the app in itself is to really focus on the Gen X and the millennials. And it's really trying to talk to that level to really have that mindset of, hey, what I need, I'll look for it, kind of thing. So it's really putting the power to the user.
Yeah, it was such a great aha moment that the app wasn't trying to talk you out of your coffee habit. It was just trying to show you a better way to enjoy it that helped you also achieve your budget goals. And I think that's what I loved about the demo and about, you know, playing with it myself and putting my stuff in there, is all of a sudden it's not trying to necessarily change my life, but it's nudging me into better habits along the path that I'm on and saying, maybe there's a little bit better way that you can do this or you can do that. And then from there, it's branching me into places where maybe I haven't spent a lot of time thinking about, but you know, it's, you know, so it starts with the basics, get a budget, get out of debt. But then from there, it starts to, you know, throw other things at you and say, okay, have you thought about what kind of insurance you have? Are your coverages correct? And do you have enough to support your family? Have you thought about what you would do in the case of being disabled or things like that? And then it starts to, you know, go into retirement and other places as well. So I think what's great about it is it really does take the time to consider the user and not try to change your life path, but just optimize it a little bit along the way, which is very, very cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just to add to that, I'm sure everyone knows, Jeff, you know, and the, you know, team knows, is the pocketness is not about, right, when you set up, it's not, hey, what's your dollars and cents, right? What's your, you know, what debts do you have? Here, give us the numbers. It's about, hey, what makes you, motivates you? Hey, how do you act in the, do you like group activities? It's things like that. It's behavior and psychology is really behind that. And that's why it's the personalization resonates all throughout. It's about that. It's starting off saying, and the nudges and the notifications are trying to adhere to that. So what I said works with me. If I'm a mover and shaker, right? There's a steady Eddie. That's a person. Those are four personas in the app. Depending on how you filled it out, you have a perfectionist. And then there's one more person. I think a social butterfly. I think it's the fourth one. So everyone kind of falls somewhere into that bucket. And so the app will message you and communicate with you and hopefully nudge you along the way accordingly.
That's such a great point, because you're absolutely right that the app does not start with give us your numbers. The app starts with give us your personality. Tell us who you are and what motivates you and what are you trying to achieve. And let's look at some of your broader goals, and then eases you in from there, which again, such a difference compared to so many. There's a lot of financial apps out there that want to scan through all your accounts and tell you where you can, you know, cut out a Netflix subscription that you forgot about. And that's great. But what this app is really doing is it's teaching you how to manage financial wellness for life and set you up with the right behaviors. So Jen, let's get to the big question, because I'm sure by now there are people going, yeah, I need that. How are they going to get it and what's it going to cost them? Because I know that's on their minds.
I don't think it's going to cost them anything. Is it? You guys are providing it.
It's not going to cost them anything. That's the beautiful part, folks. This is a free benefit. We're picking up the tab on this. If you are a JJ Taylor employee, you're going to be able to get in and try this out and do this for free, because we're picking up the cost, because the cost is not the point. The point is to help our employees with their financial health. So that's right. But how would they find the app, and what do they need to do to maybe want to get started?
Well, I mean, they could go definitely download the app and look for a JJ Brew University, how that's set up for you guys. And so once they sign up, they'll go into your university. It's automatically all linked in. They could do the setup, right? The whole questionnaires that's in front. And hopefully their experience is, I'm sure Ali and you guys could attest to it, is it's not cumbersome. It's not something that's too tedious. It's more of like, okay, it's simple and direct. So that's basically it. And then they start to, once they're set up, they get a little notification or a badge, if you will, to let them know, hey, you set everything up. And then they start getting into a little bit more of the numbers and whatnot, slowly but surely. So that's the journey. I just want to also point out is, like, just to share with the audience is what JJ Brew University is doing with open enrollment. Statistically, they've been so aware of the fact that a lot of employees worry about their finances, right? And it affects their work on a daily basis. Statistically, we saw a recent one from the Work Institute where they said about 83% of employees at workplaces, it affects their work affects them on a daily basis on the job. So something like this, I think, you know, just to help them along their day. We're not saying it's going to be something where, you know, it's like a lottery, right? You're going to be at the end of the tunnel. It's going to be this big pile of money. What we're saying is to help you relieve that stress. It's overall, the financial wellness equates to mental wellness. And I think I just want to say kudos to J.J. Taylor to being aware of that and forefront thinking. So, and then partnering with us.
Absolutely. And I'll just wrap up on this section by reminding our employees that there is total privacy in this, guys. We don't have access to any of your information. As an employer, we're just cutting the check and keeping this thing up and running for you guys. But your personal information is kept confidential. This app uses all the latest security and encryption, and we, as your employer, have zero access to anything you put in there. So this really is, it's all about you. It's about your budget, your journey, your finance. And again, it's really, like you said, Jen, it's at the end of the day, financial wellness is a big contributor to mental wellness, which is a big contributor to physical well-being as well. So these all tie in together, and that's why we're providing this. You guys are going to see a ton more information here throughout open enrollment and the end of the year. But you can sign up anytime. It's available in the App Store. Search for Pocket Nest and then follow the prompts for J.J. Taylor and look for more information coming at you this week and beyond. We're going to be trying to get a lot more people engaged on this because I think it's a terrific benefit that we're able to offer. So if you are looking at this little tiny increase and going, man, that feels like it hurts more than it should, then, you know, Pocket Nest is a great option to find that extra, you know, 10, 15, 20 bucks that you might find coming out of your check for healthcare. You might pick it right back up with a couple of quick tips and budget changes that they can help you with. So doing everything we can to make this as easy on our folks as possible because it is about total wellness and total benefit. So thanks, Jen. I appreciate it. We'll be talking more about it, I'm sure, as the year goes on. All right, Rosanna, did we check everything off the list there on the important ones?
We did. That was great. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, why don't we bring this home with some final notes, and then I'll thank our guests here. What do our people need to remember? Let's go back through the basics. Dates are?
The dates are October 30th through November 13th. It's semi-passive, so go in, make changes if you want to, sign up for something that you didn't have before. One thing that I wanted to point out too, New York Life handles our life insurance, and so they're waiving the evidence of insurability for this open enrollment for next year. So you can elect up to the GI amount of $200,000 for employee only and $30,000 for spouse without having to do that health questionnaire. So that's a great opportunity if you wanted life insurance, but you don't want to fill out that form. Elect up to your guaranteed issue amount and or whatever amount you want up to $200,000, and you won't have to fill out the form. Anything beyond $200,000 for employee and $30,000 for spouse, you will have to fill out the form, so you'll get that in the mail. ID cards for next year, you'll get those in December for medical. If not, you can always download the apps. So you could download Cigna, Delta Dental, and iMed, and you can access your ID cards through the app, which that seems to be the new thing.
I love it. All three of those are in my Apple wallet on my phone. And it's, as someone who hates carrying a big giant wallet, I love it. You know, my wife loves having the physical cards with her in her purse, but for me, having them right there on the phone is probably the only reason I have not forgotten to take one to a doctor yet.
So that's that part. If you're an opt-out and you opt out again next year, just a reminder to turn in your new 2024 documentation to one of us in HR whenever you can, you know, at the end of the year, beginning of the year, whenever you receive your new documents. If you're adding new dependents for next year, we need marriage license for spouse, birth certificates for each child. If you're keeping dependents the same, no action needed. Beneficiaries too, if you're adding new beneficiaries for 2024, be sure that you have their full names, their date of births, their socials, address, phone number, because you will have to enter all of that information in Dayforce when you're adding a beneficiary to your life insurance plans. And then wellness exams, a reminder, be sure to get that done by the end of the year. Please don't wait until December to make your appointment because doctors take vacations in December. You're not going to get in. You can't go to a walk-in. It has to be with a primary care physician. So be sure that you call today if you haven't already. Schedule your appointment. Save your money. Get yourself healthy. That's that piece.
And folks, if you didn't know, Cigna on our website has an outstanding tool for finding doctors in your area. And one of the filters you can set to that is accepting new patients. So if you don't have a primary and you don't have a recommendation from somebody on a primary and you're not sure where to start, start there. Hop on the Cigna site, take a look at who is in network nearby and accepting new patients. They even have reviews from other Cigna members available through that. It's a really easy way to get started. So there's really no excuse not to be on top of that wellness stuff. And speaking of wellness, Rosanna, is there a fair around the corner that I've heard tell about?
There is this year. So it's going to be the week of open enrollment. So I'm happy about that. So vendors will be on site at each location starting on Tuesday in Tampa and Jupiter. Wednesday will be Fort Myers and then Thursday in Treasure Coast. So you'll start to see flyers and handouts, things like that. You're coming your way. Your open enrollment packets will be in the mail by next week. So you'll get your booklets in the mail. They'll also, they were sent in the email. They're on this podcast in the attachment. So they're posted. If you need it, you know, reach out. I can always email you a copy, but you will receive an actual hard copy in the mail within the next 2 weeks. But yeah, come to the wellness fair. Our vendors will be on site. Our raffle prizes, which everyone loves. We'll probably have smoothies. We'll have massages this year. So be on the lookout for that.
You make it way too nice on these guys to want to come in. And
I tried to. They work hard, so they deserve it.
This is absolutely true. So there you go, folks. The wellness fair is back. We're super excited to have our vendors back with us. And we're super excited to be able to give away stuff, including, let's give some stuff away today, Rosanna. I don't want to have to wait to open enrollment wellness fair to give something away. I think we've got a raffle that we're doing today. Is that right?
We do. We have a $25 Amazon gift card.
All right. So how are we drawing this?
Does anyone have a question? The first person to ask a question will get the gift card.
Two that popped in, and one in particular. Can you add more than one dependent? What a great question, Rosanna. I'll let you answer that while our producer and you figure out where we go from there.
Sure. So yes, you can add more than one dependent. You can have a legal spouse. So obviously you have to be legally married for spouse to be added. And dependents can be added up to age 26. So however, if you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you can add them all up into age 26.
After 26, they're off the plan and hopefully out of your basement.
Yes. And hopefully you're not paying for their health insurance separately.
In this economy, but okay.
So it's Heather. Heather is our winner. Heather Clark is our winner.
Congratulations, Heather.
Congratulations.
Appreciate you very, very much. All righty, folks. Well, I want to take a quick moment and thank our guests for putting in the time and being here today, beginning with Adrian. Adrian, thank you so much for telling us all about the HSAs and what WECS can do for us.
You're welcome. This was fun. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Also, AJ from Voya. Thank you, AJ, for making sense of that long list of supplemental coverages that could really help us out now that we understand them better.
Yeah, of course. Thanks again, Jeff.
My pleasure indeed. And Jen with Pocket Nest, thank you as well for bringing this to my attention and helping us get this up and running. I'm super excited to see what people are able to achieve with Pocket Nest's help this year coming ahead.
Absolutely, Jeff. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And thank you to all of you for tuning in and listening. We always love having our team on board. Hope you guys got all your questions answered. If not, you know where to find Rosanna and her team. They will be more than happy to help you out. Open enrollment right around the corner beginning October 30th. Make sure that even though it is semi-passive, you take the time, take a look, and make the selections that are going to best benefit you and your family. We go a long way to making sure that we have absolute first choice benefits for our team, and we want to make sure that you are using them to their fullest. So thank you all for listening. Share the word, spread this around, let your spouses and dependents check out this podcast as well so they can hear it and get their questions answered. And we'll look forward to another great year of benefits coming up in 2024. Rosanna, thanks for putting this together. As always, love having you on here.
Thank you.
My pleasure. I'm Jeff Weaver, your host, and have a great rest of your afternoon, everyone, and we'll see you on the next one.